So thanks everyone. My name is Gilles Fedak. I'm a researcher at INRIA, which is the French National Research Institute for Computer Science. And my research background is in parallel and distributed computing with a focus on how to build distributed computing infrastructure using internet resources. The work I'm going to present today is actually a joint work with Haiwu He from the Chinese Academy of Science. I don't know if Haiwu, you are here. Yes, here, so he's the guy here. And this talk today is about how we can build a blockchain-based fully distributed cloud. And what I would like to, my goal also today is to give you a perspective from the infrastructure point of view, which I think is very important. So, as you know, Ethereum allows you to develop distributed applications and systems that run on the blockchain. And the blockchain gives this application some very nice properties. Applications are going to be autonomous, they are going to be resilient, secure, and then there's also this distributed consensus. So that's a great thing, that's great promises. In particular, sometimes we're talking about a supercomputer. But actually what's happening when you try to move your existing application to the blockchain is that you face the fact that, in fact, you are offered very limited computing capacities. For instance, storage is quite expensive, it's pair, you have a slow execution, very high latency if you need communication through the transaction. And so that's really a limitation. And so the question is, how can we, alleviate this? And that's especially an issue if you consider the fact that there is a huge computing power which is given by all these the miners. So there's really a gap, and the objective of this work is also to try to give all this computing power back to the application that needs it. So the objective of iExec is to provide blockchain-based distributed application access to off-chain computing resources when they need it. So in terms of computing resources, we're thinking about CPU, we are thinking about data access, application, in particular focusing on compute-intensive application, services, and so forth. And to do this, of course, we can take advantage of the blockchain and try to organize a global market for computing resources. So think it as a kind of Airbnb for servers, where everyone will be able to put its own servers and use someone else's servers. And so that's still a cloud in the sense that you access through the blockchain to the computing resources on demand and as a pay-as-you-go basis. And so this idea of building a distributed cloud, this is actually very timely. At the moment, what's happening with the cloud computing is that it's very centralized on data servers, on big data centers. And I don't know what's the situation in your respective countries, but in France, for instance, if you want to set up a new data center in Paris area, the answer is simply no, not enough room, not enough power, forget it. And so this leads to a situation where you have all those data centers that go in very remote area, you know, to have either free energy or free cooling, I mean cheaper energy or free cooling, like Iceland in Europe or Tibet in China, for instance. And so distributed cloud computing is also about relocating those data centers closer to the data producer and consumer. And just to give you an idea of, you know, how we could build some next-gen data center, distributed data center, these are some pictures coming from people we are working with. So on the left, you have the Rutgers University. They set up a data center on the rooftop of their building with solar panel, and this is fully, low-power processor, batteries, and this is fully energy autonomous. On your right, this is Carnot Computing. The black box that you see here is both a server and a heater. So this is actually the CPU, energy, which is warming when doing 3D rendering, which is warming your apartment during winter time. So we can distribute the data center, it's feasible. And more is coming with edge for computing. Of course, the goal of iExec is to make those, you know, to be able to have those kind of infrastructure to be run on the blockchain. So how to do that? Actually, the technology to build a distributed cloud is already there since many times. We used to call that desktop grid computing. It's the idea of using PCs on the internet when they are idle. And it's very mature technology. So for instance, doing those everything to do the distributed cloud, you have security, virtualization, you can ship VM images, you can even do quality of services, you know, high-level things. So for instance, in Europe, we had the European Union funding the European desktop grid infrastructure. We had about 11 different sites in Hungary, France, Denmark, etc., totaling 200,000 computing nodes. And this was available, you know, to the traditional e-science infrastructure, such as the LHC. So we were able to transparently execute many applications coming from finance, biomedical research, mathematics, energy physics, etc. So in my research team, we used to push this idea in every possible direction. We did parallel computing on the internet, MapReduce computing on the internet, quality of services for execution when machines are volatile, etc., etc. So for this work, what is interesting for us, these are two pieces of middleware, basically ExtremeWeb HEP, which is, if you want, the production version of these ideas. It's done by Oleg Lodijansky at the IN2P3. It does task management. And the other one is Bidu that does data management. So the way we are working at the moment, mostly, you know, experiments and proof of concept and see what's going on. So we have the regular stack, if you want, the application that are not specially blockchain-based, the resource management middleware, and of course the executing the actual machines. And what we do is that we put Ethereum in between and we try to see what's going on, what is difficult, what is challenging, or what is easy. And so that's basically the result. So on the left part, you have what is super easy, the gauge, you show it in green, and on the right part, my right part, it's what is red, what is really challenging. So resource publication, this is basically, you have, you know, resource description language so very well standardized, and you basically translate this into some sort of smart contract and put it on the blockchain, so fairly easy. Resource provisioning, you just add a flag that gives the status of the resources. And then it gets more tricky. So for instance, matchmaking is, you want to be able to say, this application that requires this amount of memory can run on those resources. So you have to browse somehow the blockchain. And then things get really tricky with scheduling. So simple scheduling. So scheduling is you have a list of tasks, you have a list of machines, and you want to build the execution plan. So things get really tricky when you need, you know, advanced scheduling with multi-criteria. So things like I want a fastest execution possible, and I'm ready to pay for that. It's getting really compute intensive and memory intensive. So in our use case, we're also working with an application. It's called EFAS. This is a framework for doing finance analysis. And the interesting thing here is that it does a lot of machine learning. So a lot of machine learning is both data intensive and compute intensive. So here, of course, you're not going to make it on the blockchain, and you need to go offline. Off-chain, sorry. And the good thing is that once EFAS service is ready, their customers will be able to rent it directly on the blockchain. And because this application is going to be autonomous, it will fetch itself the resources it needs on the blockchain to execute it off-chain. Okay, so our test bed for doing this, it's the Grid 5000. It's the French infrastructure dedicated for research in distributed systems. So we are very lucky to have this at our disposal. It's actually a distributed cloud. It's 9 sites, and we have 1,000 nodes, 8,000 cores, and so it's really great to do, you know, scalability tests and these kind of things. And we have a dedicated 10 gig network. And so the last, I mean, the bottom in our use case, it's we want to use the Steamergy servers to run this. So so Steamergy, what they are doing, this server is a furnace. So it pre-warm the water before distributed this in the building. And we hope to demo it in November at the supercomputing conference. And that would be for the first time in the history of blockchain, a smart contract whose side effect is to warm a swimming pool. So, yeah, amazing. This is true. This is La Butte Cocaille in Paris. So based on those early experiments, yeah, that's a sketch of what the future is going to be for us, most certainly. So from what I think is that we're going to have something like a sidechain, because we need, you know, some sort of a new consensus for what's going off-chain. We call that proof of contribution. Important thing is that there are many information that you need to make it run, but you know that are not necessarily relevant with respect to the provisioning contract, if you want. So for instance, everything that is about task execution, this is meaningful when you want to establish the fact that the computation went right, but it's not really meaningful with respect to the contract that provisioned those resources and asked for the execution. So I think we need some dedicated sidechain for this. We also have some very specific workload. In parallel computing, you often have things that arise really in burst. So we have to be able to optimize for this specific workload. And last thing is that the consensus can be very different for parallel computing. You know, in some cases, in parallel computing, that's totally okay to have a fraction of your application that gives you wrong result. It just depends on the application. So we must be very flexible with respect to this. Okay, so just to conclude, distributing the cloud, it's also give us some new opportunities, and that's very important. So as I said, I'm repeating myself, but infrastructure matters. And so as we can set up the rule, that's our own game. So we can do whatever we want. So why not, for instance, think of an infrastructure that would be energy positive, you know, that would produce more energy than it consumes. I mean, that's just up to us to decide this. Okay, so just to thank some dude, Wenxiang Blockchain Lab, DACA, and the French team who has been very supportive with us.
Thank you very much, Gilles.